Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we take a look at security, the state of the threatscape MSPs have to solve for, and why they may want to consider a more premium stack of security services, as we're joined by Toby Nangle, Global Partnerships and Channels Lead for Field Effect, based out of Ottawa. We talk about how the security landscape has evolved, why MSPs need to put their own air mask on before they help others, what a premium security service looks like from an MSP and how to present it to customers, best models for offering security services, how MSPs can make sure they're protected from risks while protecting their customers from risks, and how MSPs can best prepare themselves for the threats of the future. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Field Effect's Toby Nangle. Toby, thanks so much for taking the time and joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
A great opportunity to talk a little bit about kind of the state of the union in security and what MSPs can be doing about it. I guess to throw it open, it's been, I feel like you could say this about any year in the cybersecurity space, but it's been a wild ride in the cybersecurity space over the last year. Top of mind things include the increasing presence, awareness of publication of ransomware attacks, and some big attacks that have directly hit, not necessarily hopefully our readers, but folks who are in that same kind of MSP role. Can you talk a little bit about sort of how the cyber threat landscape has changed for MSPs and for the small businesses that they serve?
Yeah, for sure. And it's almost like what hasn't changed and what's not new is probably the question, because it's been such a rapidly evolving situation when it comes to cybersecurity and especially the MSP's role in protecting their customers. So if we think about it, ransomware is not exactly new, but it's probably scarier than it has been before, because I think the impression was previously that it was only the problem for the large enterprise to worry about. That's shifted. And I think over the course of the last, well, it's probably 5 years, that's, smaller and smaller businesses have become a target, right? And so now the audience that an MSP secures is clearly a target, as is the MSP themselves. And I think, a lot has changed. So the tooling that the bad guys have got access to is a lot more sophisticated. It scales, there's automations, there's actually channels for these guys to take their ransomware tooling to and through. And you know what? It's allowed the attackers to target sort of indiscriminately on a much broader scale. It's allowed those attackers to come downstream and target even the smallest of Main Street businesses. And, I think the extortion tactics are shifting. Cyber criminal gangs are more organized. And I would say, MSPs are increasingly a target themselves. So securing, it's almost like that analogy of being on an airplane and knowing that you need to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help anybody else. I think MSPs are heeding a lot of that and securing their own environments. So there's complexity now in the way that they have to manage and operate their business. It's shifted downstream to managing a disparate set of tools, and there's complexity that comes with that as well. So, you've got a cybersecurity industry that is sort of dropping new solutions at MSPs at every angle.
Yeah.
And so, like AV and EDR and MDR and NDR and XDR and DLP, and there's a new acronym to ingest every day. So it's becoming more complex and a little more confusing for an MSP to really get their arms around exactly the best methods that they should be deploying to secure their customer environments.
And at the same time, I think it's safe to say it's not getting any easier to find the kind of help that you need to address these areas. I mean, I know talking to folks who are big players in the security game,
you know, they're having trouble finding the people and skill set that they need for an MSP serving small business. That's got to be a real challenge in terms of skills and human power and cycles.
You know what? So that's so true. I would just say that in talking, actually, I was having a scotch here at the office with an MSP locally last night, and he's having trouble filling seats with good, competent IT administration folks, let alone cybersecurity experts, right? So the labor shortage seems to be really acute at the moment, not just for your everyday IT administrator, but for cybersecurity in particular. Those humans are super hard to find. They're really expensive. They'll upend an MSP's business model, quite frankly, because of that. So that complexity is something that the MSP's got to wrestle with, and whether or not they drive them through certifications and train them up into becoming more competent in the security realm is a question that a lot of them are wrestling with as well. So yeah, there's lots to deal with there on the human front.
Given all those challenges, what are you seeing MSPs doing that works in terms of, you know, getting that mask on, to continue the analogy you use, getting that mask on themselves and making sure that their customers have their masks on too?
Yeah, well, so, and I think this is where we're working with either a group of vendors or some solutions that bring simplicity to their lives. And I think, you know, most of your audience will have heard the saying that, you know, complexity is the enemy of security. You probably heard that too often, but it is so true. If there's a way to acquire some of that cybersecurity expertise through partnerships, and if there's a way for that expertise to bring simplicity to operations, simplicity to the tool set, simplicity to the management console, simplicity to the alerting, if there's a way to filter out noise, I think a lot of partners can benefit from just focusing on what the simplest solutions are that will cover their customers properly.
You touched on the wide array and the ever expanding array of TLAs that are out there in terms of security, three letter acronyms, in terms of security technologies that can be, should be, depending on who you ask, brought to bear. What is sort of a premium security offering for a managed service provider today look like, and sort of how does that fit into the game here?
Yeah. And I mean, it does often depend on the sales model for the MSP, but there's certainly plenty of opportunity. And actually, I would almost argue that some of what we see in front of us today, though there's a challenge because the economics of the MSP space are challenging and competitive. There's been an opportunity in the transformation towards cloud computing that's just sort of upended the industry. And the truth is that the cybersecurity space offers a very similar kind of opportunity, to be honest with you, to transform an MSP's business. And so when we talk about the opportunity that is presented by the changing landscape of cybersecurity, and maybe that's the way MSPs need to shift their thinking, is to consider the opportunity in front of them instead of the complexity that arrives with all of this shifting landscape. But a premium security offering, we believe, needs to incorporate all of the various threat surfaces that an attacker can access, right? So if you can combine, or if, you know, there's a choice to be made, I suppose, between leveraging some point solutions to address these threat surfaces or to use a singular platform. We would clearly advocate for the singular platform approach, leveraging covalence, but we are, I would say, big advocates of driving simplicity into the way that those threat services are managed. So it means addressing your cloud infrastructure and making sure that you've got good visibility into the security telemetry of the cloud applications that you're leveraging. It means ensuring that you've got good, clean visibility on network infrastructure so that you're able to capture, you know, some form of packet visibility of what's coming in and out of the environment. And then, you know, some endpoint telemetry for any east-west movement or anomalous behavior detection that would be super important. And then obviously there's IoT and other complexities that continue to sort of ensure that the environments are evolving. I would also say the shift to home has been a really big impact on the MSP and the complexity and that that threat surface just expanded as soon as everybody went home, right? So if there's a way to find a solution, especially one that's powered by external experts that'll help address all of those threat surface areas, I think the MSP can step in with a premium service and justify a price increase.
And what do you see as sort of the basically how do you present this to the customer? What are the boxes to check that you want to put up in front of customers saying, this is what's in it for you, this is why you should care about doing this and maybe eating this bit of a price increase along the way?
Yeah, you know what it is, and it's really interesting to see the different tactics that that MSPs are leveraging, but oftentimes it just comes right down to a risk appetite conversation. It's not and you don't want to do any FUD selling here. No fear, uncertainty, or doubt, but rather like an educated conversation around the appetite the customer has for risk and what the impact of a data breach might be and what their appetite is to suffer through some of the consequences of a data breach. And if their appetite for that is very low, then the truth is that an investment to mitigate that risk as much as humanly possible is a very logical step for the customer to take. So a bunch of the tactics that we've started to see some of our MSPs leverage, and some of them are really interesting. One in particular sort of caught my eye recently, but it's an MSP who's actually asking his entire customer base to upgrade to a premium security package. So their core package is just shifted entirely now to include security at its very core. And he's saying everyone must now pay a premium for that. And if folks are going to decline, they have to do so explicitly accepting the risk. So he is asking them to reply with a decline in that upgraded service. And overtly accepting the risk in a written format, in an email, and it drives that risk conversation home.
Are smaller customers, the types who are typically served by MSPs, are they at the point now where they are thinking of and engaging in cybersecurity specific insurance, or is that still something that's an enterprise kind of territory?
It is not in enterprise territory anymore. We're seeing cyber insurance come all the way down to the smallest of businesses. Now we sort of have our thoughts here are best to be proactive than reactive. Be proactive in having good backups. Be proactive in having good security monitoring. Be proactive in having that cyber insurance in place for sure. But I think probably monitoring and ensuring you've got solid backups is the way to go. But we're definitely seeing cyber maturity start to elevate even in the smallest of businesses where they are now. I think probably speaking with neighbors and seeing the threats themselves in their inbox because, you know, the MSPs have been educating their customer bases on phishing and business email compromise now. So their customers are becoming more and more aware. They're seeing some of these breaches in the news. They're talking to neighbors who may have suffered from, you know, an incident. So the awareness levels are much higher. We see cyber insurance down even in the smallest of businesses that we help our MSP partners service.
You touched on your MSP customer that's kind of said, this is what I do now. This is the security model. You have to specifically opt out if you don't want this stuff, and then it's on you, buddy. How often do you see that kind of, I'm just curious what you see as sort of the breakdown of this is my security model for customers, please take it, versus kind of building something custom for a given customer, depending on their own risk tolerances, their own industry exposures, regulatory exposures, all those kinds of things that make up these kind of risk portfolios.
Yeah. So in the base of MSPs that we service, we see probably an equal distribution of approach between, I'm going to offer a singular package and you're either going to have it or you're fired as a customer, mm-hmm. right? And those who are simply taking an a premium service approach to their customers that they believe require it the most. And those who are taking the latter approach are being quite deliberate in addressing the risk requirements and the risk appetite of those that are that would need a custom approach. And you know, I think all of the MSPs that we speak to now, and certainly the vast majority of their customers that they put us in front of, have landed at a clear conclusion that AV and a firewall ain't cutting it anymore, right? Those days are gone. And so how is it that you move past that and into something that incorporates things like an EDR or a managed detection and response platform or network detection and response? There's I think, an increasing number of MSPs that we speak with that believe that approach of monitoring is likely what their highest risk-averse customers are ready to absorb in budget, ready to absorb in the reduction in risk.
Okay. And especially in that latter category, for those who have customers who are choosing the less expensive, you know, the good as opposed to better, best tiers of security, how do you make sure you're protected as an MSP? Because when the stuff hits the fan, there's even if they have explicitly chosen that lower tier, there's still going to be questions asked and angry phone calls to answer.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's an easy answer to that question, to be honest with you. And I think there's, I think if there's an explicit form of communication around risk on a very consistent basis, and quite honestly, if that communication is written, even better, so that there's sort of ongoing dialogue about risk and how much risk is being accepted by the customer by not making these investments, then I think you're covered in so many ways. As long as there's no sort of malpractice that you've driven as an MSP that has caused a real issue, then I think you're in a good spot. And the truth is, and this is, I think, quite difficult for the small business to wrap their heads around. It's almost not a matter of if you're breached. It's more now shifted to when. Right. And so that should be the conversation, that it almost needs to be a conversation about the eventuality, because it becomes that kind of reality. Right. And so that kind of explicit conversation might be uncomfortable to have, but it's the right one to have.
Yeah, if you can't dodge every torpedo, you better make sure you're able to minimize the damage the torpedoes that hit do.
That's it. Exactly. So being ready, I think that's a really great point, actually, Rob. So being ready when it does happen. So, you know, layering in additional elements like incident response preparedness, having an incident response a partner on hand ready to go and to provide the service, with that eventuality is probably an important part of what an MSP can prepare their customers for.
All right. So continuing with the analogy that I love to belabor here, we've talked about kind of minimizing the damage of the torpedoes that do hit. How do you prepare for future torpedoes, though? You know, what is it, not so much what does the next torpedo look like, because we don't know what we don't know. But as an MSP, how do I make sure that I am as ready as I can be and as responsive as I can be to the threats which are sure to emerge, if not tomorrow, then the day after tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, it's such a relevant question, because I think the short answer is have access to the right kind of cybersecurity experts who can hop on the phone and chat you through what they're seeing. And I think, you know, the truth is that there are ways in which just through your network, there are plenty of really smart cybersecurity humans. And certainly at Field Effect, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on, is that a real in-depth bench of cybersecurity experts who are, you know, really quite good at reacting to the unknown unknowns, right? And so it's, and I think a lot of that is baked into the solutions and baked into, you know, and even an ability to communicate in a simple and clear enough fashion about how to prepare for those. So I think the easiest answer to that question is just ensure that through either partnership or through vendor relationships, you've got access to a deep roster and bench of cybersecurity experts. Those are the ones that'll probably help you be the most prepared.
All right. Some great takeaways there, and a lot of knowledge dropped in a short time. Appreciate your taking the time once again, Toby. I look forward to chatting with you again.
Good stuff. Thanks so much, Rob.
There you have it. A look at the state of cybersecurity and how MSPs can up-level their security game with premium managed security services, courtesy of Field Effect's Toby Nangle. I'd like to thank Toby for joining us for the podcast, thank Field Effect for their ongoing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. We'll be back just as you'd expect next Tuesday as our New Year's podcast series continues. We'll take a look at what was a big year in the cloud for new Ingram Micro Canada cloud leader Jason Prashad as he takes us through both the highlights of the year that was 2021 and his plans to make 2022 even bigger. Between now and then, we'd invite you to subscribe to or follow the podcast in your podcatcher of choice. And if you have a moment, maybe leave us a quick rating and or review to help others find the show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you around the channel.